Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we adore you. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. We thank you that you are Lord, you are God, you are King. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. No God mighty like you, Jehovah. We are grateful for you, O Most High. Oh, we thank you this morning. We praise and adore you. We bless you. We honor you. You are King and you are Lord. You are Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy holy name. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. We bless your name. We praise your name. We honor you this morning. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. Oh, God, we thank you this morning that you are the Most High God. We thank you that you love us so much in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Bible Storyland this morning, oh, God. We thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do. Bless your holy name. We honor you today, Lord God. We thank you that you are God and you are God alone. Oh, God, great like you. Oh, God, mighty like you. No God, great, holy, you are Jehovah, El Yon, the Most High God. We honor your presence this morning. We thank you that you are the King of kings. Hallelujah. No God great like you, no king greater than you. Oh, Father, we thank you for what you're doing on Bible Storyland this morning. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you that every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that we are established in righteousness and oppression is far from us. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we call upon your mighty name, your holy name, your righteous name. You are King. You are Lord. We thank you this morning, oh God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we take the shield of faith. We take the shield of faith this morning. And we thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do on Bible Storyland. We bless and honor you this morning. We give you glory. We give you praise. We honor you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you've done, hallelujah, and what you're about to do on Bible Storyland this morning. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you thanks. We give you glory. You are a mighty King. You are an awesome God, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We thank God for what he's done already and what he's about to do this morning. This morning, hallelujah. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome Father. Yes, Lord, and he has great plans for us, his children. Welcome to Children's Day. Oh, yes, we bless the children today. You know, the Lord said in Matthew 19:14, Don't stop the children. Allow the children to come to me and do not stop them. Don't hinder them, no matter what age. If they're 2 years old, he's speaking to them. If they're saying, Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, amen, he's speaking to them. Don't stop them. Let them come to Jesus. Yes, because the disciples didn't understand when the parents were bringing the children, they were trying to stop them. And Jesus said, no, allow the children to come to me. They are part of my kingdom too. So I thank you, Lord God, for the children today on Children's Day. You are great and a mighty God. You are an awesome King. No God great like you. Hallelujah. 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 Well, we are so grateful this morning. Today is Children's Day on Bible Storyland. Welcome. We're so grateful you joined us this morning. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful that the Most High God woke us up this morning. He has already started directing our path. So we are grateful this morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Children's Day. Well, we have Pastor Donna Hawkins on with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. And she's going to sing a song of praise. And after her, we have Evangelist Laurel Parsons from Jacksonville, Florida. She is going to be praying. Oh, and she's a prayer warrior. She's going to be praying for the children. And after her, her fiance, Minister Sherrod Brunson, is going to be praying for the children. So good morning again. We are so grateful you joined us. Good morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. Doing great. I tell you, it's still another great day. We've got severe thunderstorms in the forecast, but God has the last word. He does. He has the last say. I have a conference here in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, and my husband has a conference in Louisville. So he drove to Elizabethtown to spend the night here, and then he went on to Louisville this morning, and I just got a text saying that he's there. So I'm here. We're about 43 miles from each other. Louisville's about 220 miles, and then Elizabethtown is 43 miles closer than that. But keep us in prayer today. Keep us in prayer today.
All right.
Amen.
I'm
going to sing This Little Light of Mine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen, amen. This little light of mine, we got to let our light shine. And then we got to teach our children so their lights can shine. Amen, amen. Well, Father God, we lift up your daughter, Pastor Donna Hawkins. We thank you for her and her husband and their church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. And, Lord, she's on the battlefield for you. We cover her and her family, church family, with the blood of Jesus. And even as she is ministering out of town, Lord God, we thank you for their safety and their protection while they're there and even on the way back. We bless and honor you for this mighty woman of God. What are her steps? In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Pastor Donna. Well, we have Laurel Parsons with us this morning. Good morning, Laurel.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Laurel's one of my spiritual daughters. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida. She's engaged to Minister Robinson and mighty evangelist. Oh, my God. She's a mighty powerful prayer warrior. So she's going to pray for the children and their families this morning. Go right ahead, Laurel.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you for this day, Lord. We come before you, first of all, God, asking that you forgive us of any and all sins, God, known and unknown. God, we ask that you continue to cleanse us, God, that you continue to wash us and purge us, God, from all unrighteousness. Lord, we lift up every child before you, oh God. We ask that you cover them, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus. God, we ask that you lift up their families before you, God, and just ask, God, that you strengthen the families, oh God, strengthen the children, oh God. God, strengthen, God, homes, God, right now, God, broken homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for our children, oh God. God, we know that children are dying every single day, Lord God, so we ask that you cover them, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus. God, we come against, God, all gang violence, oh God, in the name of Jesus, gun violence, shootings, and killings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God, for our children. God, we speak safety and protection over our children, God. We speak right now, God, your angels to encamp round about them in the name of Jesus, that they travel back and forth to school, bus stops, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, oh God, for godly influences, God, to cover them in the name of Jesus, that they won't be surrounded, Lord God, by the wrong people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, by bad influences, oh God. We come against gangs, oh God, peer pressure, suicide, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you have mercy on our children in the name of Jesus, because we know that the children are our future, oh God. And Lord, we just lift them up, God, from the youngest to the oldest. And God, we lift up those that are not yet born, oh God. We lift up the children that are in the womb, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of abortion. We bind the spirit, God, of miscarriages, oh God, stillbirths, oh God, complications, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you cover them. In the name of Jesus, God, you said you cover every child while they're in the womb, for they are fearfully and wonderfully made. So, God, we thank you that they are gifts from you, oh God. And we just pray for every mother, oh God, that is contemplating aborting their child. God, we ask you that you have mercy, oh God. But we know that every child has a purpose, oh God, even those that are born with disabilities. God, we come against every abortion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We even pray, God, that you shut down the abortion clinics, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that you have mercy on those that are performing the abortions, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you cover the children right now, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus. We ask that you cover the homes. We come against abuse, oh God, sexual abuse, oh God, in the name of Jesus, child trafficking, child pornography, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, pedophiles, God, trying to get to our children. Lord, we ask that you cover them in the neighborhoods, oh God. We ask that you cover them in the schools, in the churches, God, even in the churches, oh God. In the name of Jesus, rapes and molestations, God, taking place in the church. God, we ask that you have mercy upon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, God, children killing children, parents killing children. Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God, for mercy. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against rape and molestation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, mutilation, oh God. God, we ask that you cover these children, cover these babies, Lord, with the blood of Jesus, as only you can do. Lord God, we say thank you, oh God. We bless you. Come against, God, every spirit of transgenderism, oh God, homosexuality, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Cover our young girls, cover our young boys, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you. We just bless you for our children, oh God. Train them up, God. We pray that you would surround them with people that can train them up in the way that they should go, so that when they get older, they won't depart from it. God, we pray for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grands, God, our nieces, our nephews, oh God, our godchildren. We ask that you cover them now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, from all sickness, all disease, generational curses, oh God, chains being broken, God. We declare it in Jesus' name. Lord, we just bless you. God, we honor you. God, we glorify you for our children. We glorify you for their parents. We glorify you for their grandparents. We pray for a strong foundation, oh God, in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Strong parents, oh God, strong grandparents, oh God, strong father figures, oh God, strong mother figures, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. God, we bless you for it. And God, we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, my God. Powerful prayer. Thank you so much, woman of God. We appreciate you. All right, now we have her fiancé on, Minister Sherrod. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G.
How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling all right. I can't complain. How about yourself?
Great. We're just great for you on with us. We're going to let you pray for the children, too. Thank you so much and their families.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I stand in agreement to the prayer that has already been prayed, O God, and we decree and declare that it is so in Jesus' name, that it is so that by your stripes that children are healed, delivered, and set free. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. God, we praise you. We honor you, O God. And God, I pray, God, for the children's salvation, O God, that they receive you in the name of Jesus. And whatever is hindering them from not receiving you, O God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, O God, right now, O God, that you remove, O God, the blockage, O God, warn to them who tries to stop the children from coming to you in the name of Jesus. So, God, we come against it right now. Hallelujah. Any attitudes, oh, God, any dispositions, oh, God, any anger, any rage in the name of Jesus, any guilt, any shame, oh, God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you just touch them right now. Touch them in their minds, touch them in their hearts, oh God. Oh God, whether it be a parent or guardian, oh God, that is keeping them from getting to you. In the name of Jesus, God, give us as adults wisdom in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Wisdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus, not to provoke the children, God, but to nurture the children, to give them wisdom and guidance. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, not to tease them, God, but to help them, to encourage them, in the name of Jesus, to be that light, to be that gentle hand, oh, God, to be that understanding, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. So we're calling forth the prayer warriors, oh, God, from the east to the west, oh, God. God, raise up our parents. God, raise, God, up our adults, oh God, to govern, oh God, not to rule, but to govern them and to cover them as a shepherd in the name of Jesus, to cover and nurture them, giving them the resources and giving them the encouragement that they need, not enabling them, oh God, but helping them to come up, oh God, empowering them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to be the best, oh God, to do the best, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. We honor you in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that it is so. It is done, oh God, in the name of Jesus, our children. God, you said it in your word that in the last days that the children, oh God, shall prophesy and have dreams, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will pour out your spirit upon them. In the name of Jesus, that you will pour out your spirit upon them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for pouring out your spirit. Yes, Lord. Thank you for pouring out your spirit. Yes, Lord. Thank you for pouring out your spirit. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for pouring out your spirit. Oh, God, your sweet spirit, oh, God. Oh, the Holy Spirit, oh, God. Thank you for pouring out your spirit in the name of Jesus. It is your spirit, oh, God, that keeps the children alive, that keeps the children aware, oh, God, that keeps the children in a eased perspective, in a eased mind. It is your Holy Spirit that comforts us, that keeps us and cover us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, you said you're going to pour out your spirit, oh God, in the last days. And God, that you said these children shall prophesy in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they shall see dreams, oh God, and have visions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So God, we praying, oh God, for the gifting of the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that it is not tamed, oh God, nor is it overlooked, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but that it is nurtured and glorified under your lordship, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we listen to the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, that we listen to them, oh God. You said, suffer not the little children, God, to come unto you. God, let us not suffer the little children not to come unto us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, you said that we were made in your image and in your likeness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So let's not turn the children away. Let's not turn a deaf ear, oh God. No, let's not turn a deaf ear in the name of Jesus. Let's not overlook them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but let us direct them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to the light. Oh God, you are the light. God, you are the source. God, you are the strength, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let us pray, let us cover, oh God, let us direct, oh God, and let us, oh God, love unconditionally these children. Let's love the hell out of them in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, let's love the hurt out of them. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, the rage out of them, oh God, the unforgiveness out of them. In the name of Jesus, oh God, oh, let us raise up a standard against the hand of the enemy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let us raise a standard against the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, let us raise a standard against the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, oh God. We praise you. We honor you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are King, you are source. God, you're the source of everything, oh God. And we give you praise. And we give you glory. Oh God, lastly, we pray for Sister G in the name of Jesus. God, forgiving the platform, for the children to come on, for us to be able to pray for the children and cover the children in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, for her leadership, oh God. We pray for her to have a, thank you for allowing her to have an ear to hear, in the name of Jesus, to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, raise up even the more sensitive ears, oh God. Raise up our seasoned saints, oh God, to create platforms, oh God, where our children cannot just be entertained, oh God, but they can be encouraged and empowered to be the best individuals, oh God, that you have called them to be the salt of the earth, in the name of Jesus. And we curse every demonic spirit, we come against the enemy right now, in the name of Jesus, God. We come against the enemy, oh God, himself, oh God, not the enemy that dwells within us, but we're talking about the enemy, Satan himself. We get to the root of it, and we command him to bow down. We command him to stop. We command him to leave, to go. In the name of Jesus, we remind him that he has no power. He has no power, no authority. In the name of Jesus, oh God, yes, Lord. God, you have given us the authority to walk over scorpions and snakes, oh God. You have given us the authority, God, to speak those things as not as though they were, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, you have given us the authority, oh God, to call things out of darkness and into the marvelous light. God, you have given us the authority. Oh God, we thank you for the authority in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let us share the authority amongst our children, oh God, and let them know the authority that they have over sickness, over the diseases, oh God, over temptation, oh God, over anxiety, oh God. Let us remind them of the authority. the authority in the name of Jesus, God. You said in your word that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but the power, love, and a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, let us remind the children that they have a mind, God, that their mind is to be solid. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, you have not given us the spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, there is nothing for the children to be afraid of. We are to only fear you in the name of Jesus. So I pray that their mind begins to be exposed to find out who the enemy really is in the name of Jesus, and understand how small he is, how powerless he is in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, God. You have made us, you have made these children fearfully and wonderfully made, God, in the name of Jesus, God, upon your own image, God. You have made, God, you said in your word, oh God, to make, God, let us make man in our own image, God. You made these children in your own image, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, we praise you, we honor the children, for with it, with there is no children, there is no future. In the name of Jesus, they are our future. So we cry out, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the children, in the name of Jesus, that they are kept, that they are whole, and that they are set free, and they all, they come to the knowledge and understanding of you. In the name of Jesus, we give you all of the glory, we give you all of the praise, and we plead the blood of Jesus over each and every child. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Minister Sherrod. Thank God for you. Bless you, man, the young man of God on the battlefield for the Lord. How old are you, Minister Sherrod?
I'm 27.
27. Oh, my God, I got to catch up with you. Yes, thank you so much for that powerful prayer. I appreciate you. All right. Well, now we have Jackie Travis on with us from the Atlanta area by way of Jacksonville. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? Jackie?
Good morning, Sister Q. Good morning.
Good morning. We got a lot on our plate this morning, so we're moving a little bit faster, if you guys don't mind. Jackie, what are you going to say this morning?
Jesus loves. Oh, I can sing this little light of mine. Somebody probably, I haven't been on that yet, no.
All right.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, and I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, and I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Well, everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm going to let it shine. Jesus gave it to me, and I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, I'm going to let it shine. All in my home, and I'm going to let it shine. All in my home, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. How's your little baby?
Thank you, Lulu. Just took it out of the bank, because I said it came back.
All right.
I'm going to get off the radio line.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, well, we're privileged today to have special guests on with us from New Orleans. We have Minister Hilda Jones and her two grandchildren, We have Jemiah Brock and Janaya Brock. I may be saying the name wrong, Brack, from New Orleans. Jemiah is going to pray, and Janaya is going to read the 23rd song. Good morning, Minister Hilda Jones. How are you? Hello. Hold on. I may not have her on speaker yet right now. Okay. Minister Hilda Jones, are you there? Hold on. I may not have her on. Just a minute. She was there. Hold on. Okay. I don't see her right now, so we're going to move right along. We have Minister Tasha McGee and her daughter from New Orleans, Tammy McGee. She's going to read the scriptures. Good morning. Good morning, Minister Tasha McGee. Are you there? Okay. Well, we did have them on. I don't know what happened. Minister Tasha McGee, are you there? All righty. Well, not sure exactly what happened, but we're going to move right along this morning. Minister Hilda Jones, are you there? Excuse me one second, please. You got to call in the radio show number, honey. Wait, what number are you dialing me on? No, no, what number are you on?
Okay, I'm on my house phone. I'm on a 504 phone number.
I got you now.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I see you now.
Good morning. My name is Minister Tasha McGee, and I appreciate the prayer that came, the words from my heart that I pray on every day. I enjoy the prayer, and I have my 10-year-old daughter here with me, and she's want to say a few words, and her name is Tamaya McGee. Come on, Tamaya. Can you hear us?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello, saints of God. My name is Tamaya McGee. I live in New Orleans, Louisiana. I was born in Houston, Texas. I accept Christ in my life at age 7. I just want to share a scripture to what Jesus said to all people.
Amen, amen. I'm going to ask you.
Bible right now. She's going to John 3:16.
All right. Okay. Hello?
Yeah, she's coming on with it.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Next, we're going to have Minister Hilda Jones's granddaughters on in just a moment.
Yeah.
Got
you. Okay, 1 minute.
All right, thank you.
There you go, Maya. Tell them it's John 3:16.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him
should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen, amen. Tammy, how old are you, Tammy?
10 years old.
10 years old. You in the fourth or fifth grade?
Fifth grade.
Amen. Well, we are so grateful you came on this morning. Just stay on. We got some more children on. We thank God for you. So now we have Minister Hilda Jones with her two granddaughters. Good morning, Minister Jones. How are you? You got to come on the radio. You are on my cell phone. I see your number on the radio, but you're not connected.
Okay, I'll go back.
All right. Hold on. I try to get people to come on like 10 minutes till the hour, so if you need more instructions, I can give them to you. But you know God is a good guy. He's working every detail out. So just be patient. We're almost there. All right. Hold on. She's back on now. Hold on. All right. Minister Jones, good morning.
Good morning, Minister Carita. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm glad you joined us this morning. You have your two granddaughters with you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to put them on the line. I had a problem with getting in, but I apologize for that. I'm going to put Jemiah Brack on the line.
Okay. She's going to pray?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good morning. My name is Jemiah Brack, and I'm a member of Christian Unity Baptist Church, and I go to the Help and Love Ministry. I will pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us guide to attention, deliver from all sins and evil. Provide the kingdom, power, and the glory forever, ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless the leader of this line, bless the pastors, bless the children, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Tell your name.
Good morning. My name is Janai Brack, and I'm a member of Christian Unity Baptist Church, and I attend Faith, Hope, and Love Ministries. I will be reading the 23rd Psalm.
The Lord
is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He's restored my soul beside quiet waters. He refreshed my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley, the darkness valley, I will feel no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You have prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. Amen. And she read from the new the NIV version. And thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much. How old are you, girls?
The girls are 10.
We're 10 years old.
Twins.
Oh,
we're twins.
Are you twins? I thought you all were twins. Your grandmother sent me a beautiful picture of you all, so I thank God for you all. Thank you so much, Minister Jones. I appreciate you coming on, bringing those girls, your granddaughters. Thank God for Minister Tasha McGee. I'm going to ask Prophet Dalton, he's on with us from Atlanta, if you'll say a quick prayer over the children that just prayed and read the word. Just a quick prayer, please. Thank you.
They did a fantastic job. Father, in the name of Jesus, put these children before you, Father. Bless them, Lord. You have your hand upon their lives right there at a very young age. Father, anything that would deter them from what you're doing in their lives right there, where you're taking them, Father, let it crash to the ground and catch fire in the name of Jesus. Bless these children, Lord. Give them great friends, great godly friends, Lord. Remove any frenemies away from their surroundings, away from their circles. Let them continue to be the head that you've made them and not the tail, Lord. Let them continue to be the leaders that you're raising them to be in our followers, Lord. Let them be that shining light that would lead, you know, the others unto you, Lord. Give them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in all things you, and for them to be successful in their education, Lord. Give them the discernment to know right from wrong, and the boldness to run away from anything that's not of you, Lord. Bless their families, bless their parents and grandparents, bless their churches. Let everything that they lay their hands on, even at a young age, let it be successful, Lord. Let it glorify your name. Put your edge of protection around them, Lord. Cover them with your blood, Lord. Let there not be any retaliation, any sneak attack of the enemy as a result of what they partaking in this morning, Lord. As they're walking their walk with you, Father, continue to enlighten them, Lord. Everywhere they go, in all four corners of this earth, let the shining light of mercy upon them. Let them find favor of man, and most importantly, favor from you, Lord. Bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Prophet Dalton. Appreciate you. Well, we have the youngest lady on with us this morning, young woman from Appling, Georgia. She is 97, Mother Ludell. Good morning, Mother Ludell. We're so glad you joined us.
Well, good morning. I had to turn around some way, so I turned from some back to you all.
I'm
feeling very well, so I have a little whatever you say, but that's all right. God is still good.
Amen. We're so grateful you joined us. We know you got to go to your church this morning, so we thank God for you taking time out of your busy schedule. What are you going to sing today on Children's Day?
Yes, Jesus loved me. To the children. I'm going to dedicate that to the children. Yes, Jesus loved them. Yes, Jesus loved you. Yes, Jesus loved you. Yes, Jesus loved you. Cause the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Cause the Bible tells me so. Little ones who him belong, we are weak, but thou art strong. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Cause the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves you. Oh, yes. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Cause the Bible tells me so. So that's as far as I can go right now.
Oh, my God. We appreciate you, Mother. Mother Ludell turned 97 February 10th. And we are
yes,
so
ma'am.
Great. Oh, my God. God loves you so much, and we do too. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Mother Ludell. I thank
yes,
you for blessing
Lord.
Her with longevity, Lord. You are God of your word. You are not a man that you should lie. You are giving her long life, health, and strength in her body. Thank God she has her right mind. Thank you, Lord God, that she has the gift of voice and song. She can still sing the children's songs, God. So we thank you, Lord God. We adore you and we bless you. Touch her body like never before, oh God. And we thank you for ministering to her as she goes
thank
throughout
you,
the day. Oh, we thank you for long life, even more, oh God, and
thank
strength.
You.
In the name of
thank
Jesus, bless her family. In the name
thank
of Jesus, her church family. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, walk with her today. Talk with her. Be a lamp and a light to her pathway in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, Mother Michelle.
Uh-huh.
I said, I love you.
I love you all, too. Enjoy the program always.
Amen, amen. Well, it is time for God's Word. And you know what? God's Word is for all ages, even the one in the womb. You speak the word over the one in the womb, they can hear. So I thank God that the Word of God is for all ears. But most of all, we're not just to hear the word, we're to obey the word. Psalms 119:9 says, how can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to God's word. It's time to hear God's word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. Psalms 119:105. We are truly blessed today. Our speaker is from Jacksonville, Florida. He's a great, mighty man of God. He knows the Lord. He's anointed to preach and teach God's word to the nations. He loves children. And my God, they love him. They always saying, where Pastor? Pastor, Pastor, Pastor. They call him all the time. So I thank God for the anointing he has to speak into the lives of the children. He's anointed also to set the captive free, to bring the word of God to the broken heart for healing. He's a part of Bible Storyland family, and he is the pastor seer of Children in Christ Ministry. Good morning, Pastor Johnny McCray. How are you?
Good morning, Sister D. I'm marvelous this morning. Thank you. Did you hear me?
Yes, I said amen. We're so grateful you being on with us.
Amen. It's a privilege and an honor to be in the presence of the Lord this morning and to have the opportunity to speak on Bible Storyland, especially on Children's Day this morning. So I am so grateful and so honored this morning for this opportunity, amen, to speak on behalf of our Lord and Savior this morning. Thank you again, Sister D, for doing such a great and marvelous work that you're doing on Bible Storyland. I thank God for all the pastors and ministers and missionaries and the believers that are online this morning, amen, and for our children, amen, who have the boldness to speak up on the behalf of our Lord and Savior to honor God this morning, and for the parents that's encouraging them, amen. So I thank God this morning. I want to thank God for Sister Ludell this morning, amen.
Thanks,
amen. I love that song, Yes, Jesus Loves You. Amen. And I just love to hear her sing praises unto our Lord. And I thank God for all the prayers that have went out this morning, because we are truly in need for prayer this morning. Amen. So to honor our children this morning, amen, first I want to pray. Father, we come before your throne of grace and mercy this morning in the marvelous name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come, we humbly honored to be a vessel for you to speak through this morning. And Lord, we ask that you just loose your spirit and your power and your anointing this morning to break and to destroy every yoke, amen, to set us free, God, and to help us to live a better life down here on earth as we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And Lord, I ask that you sanctify my mouth this morning, amen. And when I open my mouth, that you speak, amen, into our hearts, amen, that we need to hear from heaven today,
yes.
Amen. And so, Lord, just have thine own way this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I have the privilege to be the overseer for Children Born in Christ Ministry here in Jacksonville, Florida, at 5410 Sutail Drive, amen, Jacksonville. And I just want to speak this morning, if I would, from the book of Matthew's, amen, for about our children, amen. First, I want to tell the children that we love you this morning, amen, and that we are proud of you in every capacity, in every way that you are striving to be obedient and to find your way in life, amen, because we all had to find our way in this life, amen. So I want to encourage those 10-year-olds who are on the battlefield for the Lord, amen, those who have accepted the Lord and those who will accept the Lord, Amen. We just want to encourage you this morning that you're on a good way. Amen.
Yes.
Because the Lord is, those who find the Lord find salvation, find freedom, and find the goodness of life. Amen. And I just want to encourage them. Amen. And we speak over their life this morning. Amen. That the Lord will bless you in school, bless you in your community, bless you with your desires as you grow up, help you to find your way. We speak these things of life over you children this morning in the marvelous name of Jesus. God said, whatever you ask in my name, in faith, without doubt, and believing, it will come to pass. And we are asking and speaking this morning that God is going to walk with you every step of the way, that no hurt, harm, nor danger will come upon you, that God will keep you in perfect health and find, you will find peace as you grow up, amen, and to be a teenager and then into a young adult, into adult life as you walk with Jesus Christ and become ministers of the Most High God. So, Lord, we ask that you bless these children this morning in the name of Jesus. And for the people this morning, God has led me into the book of Matthew, amen, the 19th chapter, verses 13 through 14. Amen. In verses 13 it says, then there were brought unto Jesus little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer little children, forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed. Amen. I want to talk this morning just briefly, amen, from this topic, this subject matter. We got to find a way. And what I'm saying is, in this topic is, we have to find a way to get our children to Jesus. Amen. We have to find a way. Amen. Because you notice here that in this particular text, amen, the Bible says that they brought the children to Jesus. And who is they? It was the people who have been raising their children, who have been dealing with the children, amen, who have been living with their children. They see the needs of their children, amen, to see the thing that is going on with their children, amen. But they also heard that Jesus was in, and they knew the power of Jesus, the power of God, the power of his word, the power of his anointing, and they knew where their help coming from, amen. So they knew that the only way, amen, the best way for their children was to get them to Jesus, amen. And the same as today, we just find out that as they was trying to get our children to Jesus, amen, that the disciples rebuked them. I mean, but the enemy is going to rebuke you, try to find a way to keep your children from Christ. But we have to find a way continually to get our children to God. Amen. Because we know now, as we have become adults, we know now that the only true source of help is from Almighty God. Amen. We're talking about the God that created the heaven and the earth. We talk about the God that spoke, and when, amen, when he spoke, amen, the earth became form. It was a void, but it became form from nothing to something. We're talking about God when he spoke. It was the darkness. There came light out of the darkness. We're talking about God that when he spoke, amen, and when he blew his breath into us, we became living soul. We're talking about God who has all power and all authority, amen. We're talking about God who can heal, amen, any wound, amen, who can solve any problem, who can do anything, that there's nothing too hard for him. We have to get our children to Jesus as quickly as we can, amen. We got to find a way to get our children, amen, into the hands of Almighty God. Will you be hindered? Yes. Will stumbling blocks come up? Yes. I mean, some of the stumbling blocks that we are finding, y'all, is fear and doubt and worry and concern. But I come by to tell you this morning, amen, as I'm telling you, we got to get the children
to Jesus, but I come to tell the children, you need to go ahead on. You're doing a great and marvelous thing. Keep on saying your Father's prayer. Keep on saying, amen, the 23rd. Keep on learning the word of God, because God will be with you always. He will never leave you, nor he will ever forsake. He said, even in his word, David wrote, he said, even when your mother and her father forsake you, when they're not for you, God says, I will be there for you. If God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son.
Yes.
If he loved you so much that he allowed his son to die so that you could have life and have a good life,
mm-hmm.
he's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you.
Mm-hmm.
If you get hurt, he's going to help you. If you get your heart broke, he's going to mend your heart. If you find yourself lonely, he'll comfort you.
Yes.
If you're giving wrong advice, he'll come and give you counsel.
Yes.
He'll be there always. Truly, things is going to happen in life that you're not going to understand. There are going to be questions that you're going to ask because life is strange. But God said, I will be there for you always.
Yes.
That's why he said in his text here, he said, suffer not for the children to come unto me. I promise you, if you go to Jesus, he has the answer to your problem, the answer to your question. He is the source to your comfort. He's the source to your success. But we, the elders, the older, the adults, we have to find a way, the believers, we have to find a way to get our children to Jesus. Oh, yeah, we got drive-bys, violence. It seems like it's hopeless sometimes because things are happening nowadays that didn't happen when we were children. But God is still the same God.
Yes, he is.
There's still power in the name of Jesus. The word of God is still true. He said, he that calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we got to teach our children how to call on the name of the Lord. We got to find a way. We got to teach them how to pray. We got to find a way. Hallelujah. We cannot abandon them. We cannot. We must be there for them. We got to ask God for the patience. We have to ask God for the long suffering. We have to ask God for the endurance. We have to ask God for the way. Because God said, I am a way maker. But we got to find a way to get our children to Jesus. Because once I get my child to Jesus and they accept Jesus as his Lord or her Lord and Savior, there's no greater inheritance than I can leave them except for the power of the Holy Ghost. For he who receives Jesus Christ receives the power of the Holy Ghost. We got to find a way. You can't buy them. Hallelujah. They won't last. Amen. Materialism won't work. Amen. Because the shoes going to weigh out. The clothes is going to weigh out. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to educate them truly, truly. But we got to take them to Jesus. We got to educate them on Jesus. Amen. Because he is the only source that will last. He is the only thing that won't fail. We must find a way. But in order to get the children to Jesus, hallelujah, this is my last point. In order to get the children to Jesus, we have to become as little children. Because he says in his word, because the kingdom of heaven is such as these, is such as little children. So we have to humble ourselves, become full of faith, without doubt, and pray a prayer. Amen, and bring them, because I truly believe that all our children have a desire to do good. I believe that all our children have a desire to do good and to be good. But we got to get them to Jesus. And I want to encourage our children.
Keep on praying.
Yes.
Keep on praying.
Yes.
Keep on praying. When you study your books for school, when you get out of your book, get in your Bible. Spend a little time in the Bible. Get your parents to help you. Let them explain to you about Jesus. I know there's so many other things that are going on. But take a little time out and know about Jesus. God has a great work for you. God has a great work for you. He has a great plan for you. He said, my plan for you is not bad. It's not evil. It's not to cast you down, but to lift you up. He said, my plan for you is for you to be prosperous, to have good health. My plan for you is not for you to be broken, but to be whole. My plan for you, God has great plans for you. Hallelujah. You're not alone in this. God is with you always. We got to teach our children how to hear the voice of the Lord. We just got to teach them. We got to find a way. We can't do it from the pulpit. We got to do it in the home. We got to do it at the schools. Oh, so many things going on at the school, but it's not too hard for God. We had to cover our children in the blood. We had to cover them in the blood of Jesus. We had to pray the Spirit of the Lord upon them. As it said in 91, although many things may happen in this life, but it shall not befall them. It shall not come upon them. We got to keep their heads of protection around our children, that nothing will befall them. And they become filled with the Spirit of God. And I prophesy on our children this morning that they shall preach the Word of God. They shall break yokes and strongholds. They shall save their other children. We prophesy this morning that our children, once we invest into them and get them to Jesus, if we find a way to get them to Jesus, our children can save our children. Hallelujah. God is such a wonderful God.
Oh, yes.
God loves us so much. I tell to my children that God loves us so much, as the child read, amen, from John 3:16, that God so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And saying that God loves us so much that he allowed his Son to come and to give up his life. Amen. The same Jesus that they hung on the cross. The same Jesus that they whipped him unto death. The same Jesus that they buried. But one day he got up 3 days later with all power and authority in his hand. He didn't stay dead. I want our children to know we're not serving a dead God. We're serving a God that lives. We're not serving a dead God that's still in the grave. We're serving one that was resurrected back unto life. But we also serve one that is full of love and compassion. They can help you and teach you how to love one another. The love is the ultimate source. And I pray over our ministers, our pastors, our churches, the power of the Holy Spirit, the power to reach our children, the power to save our future in the body of Christ, that the kingdom of God shall go forth with power and authority. All power and authority in the future of the kingdom of God on earth is in our children. We speak the anointing of God, the power of God, the authority of God, the power of the Holy Ghost. God shall have his way. The word of God shall be in their mouth. The word of God shall be in their heart. Not only will they live it, amen, but they shall speak it and others shall be saved. Hallelujah. There will be a great movement. But the movement is for Jesus Christ's name and the power of God's word to go forth on this land. They shall be the minister that God has ordained them to be from the beginning of time. We rebuke the spirit of doubt. We rebuke the spirit of fear. rebuke the spirit of uncertainty, rebuke the spirit of laziness, rebuke the spirit of greed and gluttony. We rebuke all those spirits that are contrary to the word of God, and we loose his power, his anointing. God, have thine own way today with our children, which is the future of the kingdom of God on earth, that you shall be glorified, you shall be honored, and your name shall be lifted up on high through our children. The devil is a lie. Get thee behind us, Satan. We speak it in Jesus' name. I thank God for our children this morning.
Yes.
I thank God for the ministers this morning. Mm-hmm. Thank God for the prayer warriors this morning. Mm-hmm. But most of all, I thank God for our children this morning.
Yes.
We got children that love the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming up younger and stronger. We want them stronger, anointed and stronger. The Bible says the lot shall be weaker, wiser, but weaker. We want them stronger. We'll give them the strength of the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I just want to tell you this morning, we got to find a way. I thank God for this opportunity, amen, to speak this morning. I pray that it's a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his word. He says his word will not return void, but it will accomplish exactly what he set it out to do. Lord, have your way today. So our children, once more again, I want to say we love you. We love you. We love you. We're here to support you in every way. Keep pressing on. I say to the mothers and the grandmothers, fathers and grandfathers, continue to lead your children to Jesus and your grands to Jesus. Amen. That is a good work. It's a faithful work. Our children is our future. Our children is our inheritance. Not the houses that will perish, not the car that will fall away, not the money that will get lost or spent, but our children will live throughout eternity. We bless the name of the Lord this morning. I thank you, Sister G, for allowing me to speak on Bible Story Land this morning. May God continue to bless you and every hearer and continue it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Pastor, we thank you so much for that word. Oh, my God, that was a very powerful word. Don't hang up yet. We got to find a way to get our children to Jesus. Oh, my God, that was very, very powerful. It was a needed word. I thank God that he prophesied over the children. He said we got to teach them to pray. We got to educate them about God's way. So this morning, Pastor McCray, we have Prophet Danette is going to pray over you this morning for God to fill you back up. Good morning, Prophet.
Amen.
Danette, how are you?
Good morning. Good. Doing well. How are you?
So great. Doing great. All right. Would you say a prayer for Pastor McCray this morning?
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the man of God. Father, we bless you for who you are in him, Lord God. And we thank you, O God, dear Father, for the purity of the word, God. Father, I thank you, O God, dear Father, hallelujah, that your word would not return to your void, O God, dear Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And as a man of God ministered, oh God, dear Father, hallelujah, your word, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, that you will hasten to perform it, oh God, that there shall be a performance, oh God, dear Father, in our children, Lord God. And Father God, I thank you for filling this, the man of God, our God, back, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, for virtue went out of him, Lord God. And Father God, I just thank you, oh God, for filling them up, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, to the overflowing, oh God.
Yes.
Father God, I thank you for touching his heart and his mind, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. And Father God, I thank you for pouring more of you in him, Lord God.
Yes.
Oh God, dear
yes.
Jesus, that the word, oh God, will come forth with power and with might, oh God, and with clarity, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Father God, I thank you for the yoke-breaking anointing over his life, God. And Father God, dear Father, that who comes, oh God, dear Father, hallelujah. Oh, God, as Psalms 91 said, under the shadow, God. Who comes, oh, God, dear Father, hallelujah, under his influence, oh, God.
Thank
oh, God, dear Father, to hear the word of God, to break the bread of life, God. Oh, God, that there will be, oh, God, a difference in their life, God. And, Father, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, that they will not leave the same, oh, God, in the way in which they came, Lord God. Father, God, I thank you, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, for giving them high speed to run, oh, God, and not be weary, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. And Father God, dear Jesus, I thank you, O God. Oh God, dear Father, that every, oh God, dear Father, A demon, oh God, every power, oh God, of darkness, I would want to come, oh God, and attack him, oh God. Even in this house, oh God. Father God, we break it off of him right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Father God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, for he overcome much, oh God, dear Father. Oh God, but there's so much work, oh God, dear Father, for him to do, Lord God. And Father God, I thank you, oh God, for the strategies that you're giving him right now, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
God, over ministries, oh God, that you call him to birth, oh God, dear Father. Not only in the church, oh God, but oh God, dear Father, hallelujah, some social ministry, oh God, dear Father. For the people, oh God, even on the street, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah.
Yes.
And I thank you for the strategy, oh God, that you're giving him right now, God. I thank you for the people that are coming up under him, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, to be stewarded by him, or to help him with the labor, Lord God, dear Jesus. Father God, I thank you for the people, oh God, that is coming, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, to uphold his hand, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. For oh God, dear Father, it was, oh God, dear Father, Joshua, Lord God, oh God, that while he was fighting, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, dear Father, it was Aaron and Hur who hold up, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Moses' hand, and Lord God, I thank you, God, for the faithful people that are coming, oh God, to help him in the work that you have called him to do, Lord God. Father God, I see them coming in the spirit, oh God, and I hear the Lord saying, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, there's much more work, hallelujah. And Father God, I thank you, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, for giving them the blueprint and the strategy, oh God, dear Father, to execute, oh God, the things that you're calling him to do, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for the finance, oh God, the finances that are coming, oh God. Oh, God, dear Father, to bring about, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, the purpose, oh, God, that you have called him to do, Lord God.
Yes,
Father, that I pray over his hands and his feet, oh, God. Oh, God, that you would direct his hands and his feet, oh, God, dear Father, hallelujah. Oh, God, as he lay hands on the sick, oh, God, dear Father, that he shall see a demonstration, Lord God. Oh, Father God, where his foot lead him, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, that he will claim territories, oh, God, dear Father. Oh, God, dear Father, that the kingdom, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, that he'll walk with the power of the anointing, oh, God, dear Jesus, wherever he go, God. And, Father God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, that the enemy, oh, God, dear Father, hallelujah, is terrified, oh, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, God, dear Father, for the things, oh, God, that you're calling to do, God. And, Father God, there's been a delay, God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, in his life, oh, God, dear Father, hallelujah, because of the entrapment of the enemy. Oh, God, dear Father, for the purpose that is on his life. But, Father God, we just break, oh, God, dear Father, the assignment of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father God, dear Father, for the resistance, oh, God, dear Father, for even people in this church, oh, God, dear Father, hallelujah. Oh, God, dear Father, that has been resisting, oh, God, certain changes, oh, God. Father God, we just break it up right now in the name of Jesus. We break up every faulty ground, Lord God. And we, oh God, dear Father, commit and recommit, oh God, dear Father, the purpose in your hand. And we say this time, oh God, we speak it for that it shall come to pass, oh God. And it did, oh God, dear Father, come to pass. And we thank you, oh God, dear Father, for a greater power, God, and a greater anointing, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, upon this man's life, oh God, dear Father, the man of God. And I thank you, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, for how you're using him, oh God, in this season and in this purpose, oh God, for your work, oh God, dear Father, for the things that you're calling him to do, Lord God. And Father God, I thank you, oh God, and hallelujah, for the suddenly, oh God, that is coming in his life, God. I see quick changes, oh God. Oh God, dear Jesus, quick changes, oh God. I thank you for the suddenly, oh God, that is coming forth, oh God. And I thank you for the abundance of rain, oh God, dear Father, over him, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
And I thank you for these new people that are coming, oh God, that are people who are able to submit, oh God, dear Father, hallelujah.
Mm.
And oh God, people who are there to hold up his hand, God, to carry out the mission and the vision, oh God, that you have placed in his heart, oh God. Father God, I thank you, oh God, for the now moment in his life, God. I thank you, oh God, for making it so, Lord God, in this season, oh God, and this timing, oh God, that the enemy is dethroned, oh God, dear Father. It is under his feet, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah. And I thank you, oh God, dear Father, that this time, oh God, he will see the manifestation. This time, oh God, for the seeds that were sown that went in the ground, God, that he will see, oh God, a manifestation. He will see that it spring up, oh God. And I thank you, oh God, that he will harvest in this season, oh God, for the seeds that were sown, that they are coming to spring up, oh God, and he will see the fruit of his labor. And I thank you, oh God, for doing it, oh God. And I thank you for the right now in his life. I thank you for encouraging him, oh God, dear Father, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh God, dear Father, hallelujah. In this season, oh God, dear Father, hallelujah. Oh God, dear Father, of his life, oh God, he will see your hand. And I thank you for it, oh God. I thank you, oh God, dear Jesus, hallelujah, that even his prayers, oh God, dear Father, that he prayed, oh God,
yes.
Oh God, that he will see an answer, Lord God, in this season, oh God. Oh God, for
yes,
he is not forgotten, Lord God, and you're saying you have not forgotten the prayers that were prayed, and he will see the manifestation in this season. And I thank you, Lord, for doing it, oh God, for it is so, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. So much for this, Donette Watson. We appreciate you.
You're welcome, dear.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank God for the word this morning. Thank God for the songs of praise. Thank God for the Bible readings, the scriptures. We thank God for the children this morning. It's Children's Day on Bible Storyland. We are blessing the children like never before. We are thanking God for the children because he has great plans because they're in his kingdom too. So we're letting the children come to Jesus in various ways, however the Lord is leading them, and he is leading them in a plain path. We thank God for the children this morning. You know, salvation is a gift of God. It's a free gift. It's the gift of love, backsliding. We don't want to move backwards in sin. When the people of God move backwards, we getting in sin, get stuck in the mud and the mire. The mud get all over us. We can't get our move. We can't move our feet. We got to move forward in obedience, and we cancel the assignment of every backsliding demon that's assigned to pull us backwards in sin. We say we are free. We have liberty in the Lord to move forward. So we thank God for each of you this morning. It's praying time. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. We have some prayer warriors on with us this morning. We have Evangelist Jones, Hilda Jones, on with us this morning to pray. We have Minister Tasha McGee on with us this morning to pray. We have Prophet Dalton on with us this morning to pray. So if you need prayer, press 1. We have one of my good friends on with us this morning from, she's from Florida. Her name is Dolores Bell. I did see her on here. I'm looking to see if I still see her number on here. Don't see it right now. But we need prayer warriors to pray for people this morning. We have Jackie Travis on with us this morning. So she's going to get prayer this morning. We thank God for her. We thank God for each of you. I thank God for your patience this morning. You know, I know the Bible Storyland program has been a little bit long this morning, but Children's Day, we got to get, you know, bring the children to Jesus. What we got to find a way, as Pastor McCray said, we got to find a way to get them to come to Jesus. So whatever way he's leading them, we got to encourage them to continue to move forward in God. Well, I'm going to ask Prophet Dalton this morning if he would pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, her family, her church in Paducah, Kentucky, is Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church. If you could say a short prayer for her, and we'll any prayer requests before he prays. Prayer request, press 1. Hello?
Hello?
All right. Prophet Dalton, could you pray for... I'm sorry, is someone saying something?
Yes, ma'am. And for Mary Jean and my church family.
All right. All right, Ms. Liddell. Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this great woman of God, mighty woman of God. We thank you for your love for her. We thank you for renewing her strength. We thank you. We thank you for renewing her joy. We thank you for your mercy on her. We thank you for everything that you have in front of her. We thank you for the divine strategies that you're downloaded into her as to the way to move forward. We thank you for this great house, O Lord. in a ministry. We thank you for what you're doing in their lives. We thank you for restoration in every area, Lord. Father, accept our thanks. Father, we put the work of our hands, the kingdom work, into your hand, Father. Bless those hands. Bless those hands, as those hands are blessing others in the name of Jesus. Overshadow her. Overshadow her as she's going to places and winning territories for your kingdom, Lord. Open her eyes to see. To see clearer from your perspective, Lord. Tune her ears, even sharper, to hear directly from your heart, Lord. Get to be able to speak forth what she hears, even bolder. Let no weapon formed against her prosper in the name of Jesus. Every tongue that rises against her and her family and her marriage and her ministry, we condemn right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Silence the haters and the naysayers and the impossible folks. If they wake up in the morning, all they see is impossibility. Father, in the name of Jesus, push those people away, far away from her in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I place that marriage in your hand, Lord. Shore up and strengthen this marriage, Lord. Shore up and strengthen this marriage for this next level thing that you have in front of them, Lord. That's going to require, being in different places. It is all by your design. Father, in the name of Jesus, let no demons, let no satanic agent scatter them in the name of Jesus. What you put together, no man, no demon, no satanic agent put asunder. Your joy is their strength. Your joy is their strength. The joy that they put into the assignment that you have for them is their strength. Father, continue to strengthen them, Lord. Shower them with your love, Lord. I put their ministry before you. Father, bless their ministry.
Yes.
Grow this ministry, Lord. Grow this ministry, Lord. Grow this ministry, Lord. This ministry is a light, bright shining light at the hilltop.
Yes.
Father, open up that gate for this light to draw multitudes into your kingdom, Lord. Remove all hindrances. The satanic darkness trying to quench this light. Father, scatter every darkness in the area of this ministry, Lord. The enemy will not prevail over this ministry in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not prevail over this ministry. This ministry will not scatter in the name of Jesus. This ministry is fruitful, and it will continually multiply in Jesus' name. Father, give them the desire of their heart, Lord. All the laborers, all the workers, because the field for harvest is ripe. The people that will put in the plow, Father, send them their way in the name of Jesus. Not the sometimers, but the all-timers, the consistent brothers and sisters that will stand shoulder to shoulder with them, great mighty warriors that will fight the fight with them, that will support them, send them their way, Lord. Give them heightened discernment and open their eyes to see who is for them and who is against them. And they will know that the ones that are for them is way more than the ones against them.
Yes.
In the end, the ones that are against them will bow down. They will bow down. They will be your footstool. The enemy may try to bruise your heel, but you will crush the enemy's head.
Yes.
And so shall it be in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Prophet Dalton. Let me see. Someone just hung up. I think they wanted prayer. But anyway, we have Pastor June Paul on with us this morning. Pastor Paul, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, how you doing, Sister Caritha? Love you.
I'm doing good. Could you pray for Jackie Travis for us this morning? Jackie, her husband, her two daughters, her grandchildren, and she has a ministry with senior citizens. Could you say a quick prayer for her? We're going off there soon, so I'm trying to cover everybody with prayer. Thank you.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, mighty God, wonderful counselor. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we give you the glory. And we're thanking you, Lord, especially, God, that your ears are open to the cries and the prayer requests for Sister Jackie and her family, each one who was named that Sister Caritha spoke about just right now. And Sister Jackie, as you are listening, I want you to know that we're in agreement with you. All of us who are on the line are in agreement with you and your prayer request. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, we call upon you and we give you thanks, Lord. We decree and declare that this prayer request, oh God, that you're delighted to be able to answer the prayer of your daughter, Sister Jackie, and on behalf of her family. And God, and maybe some others who are connected with Sister Jackie's family who need intervention, oh God, by you. Hallelujah. Send your angels, your ministering angels, to Sister Jackie and to her family and her friends and everyone who is surrounding her, Lord. Let the influence of this prayer and the influence of Sister Jackie's ministry, hallelujah, especially the ministry to the senior citizens and whoever she targets, whoever you have place and send her to in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let miracles increase in Sister Jackie's ministry. Hallelujah. Let her have the discerning, more discernment, oh God, to understand and the needs of those that she's ministering to. Oh God, we bless you and we thank you. Thank you, thank you, and we love you in the mighty, wonderful name of Jesus. And we all agree with this prayer on behalf of Sister Jackie, minister and her family and friends, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For Sister Gatlin and everybody who's on the line today, and the children, and the young people of all ages, in Jesus Christ's name, I thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate your prayer, Pastor Paul. Well, we're moving right along in prayer. Minister Miller, could you pray this morning for someone?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Could you pray for Mother Ludell, the youngest woman on here, 97 years old? She wants prayer for her family, prayer for her niece, Mary Jean, and prayer for her church family. If you could say a quick prayer, please. Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you repenting of all our sins, asking you to research and search our hearts, anything that's not like you, ask you to throw in the sea of forgiveness. God, we bring to you the youngest member on the line, 97 years old. God, we ask you to touch up on the crown of her head and the sole of her feet. Continue to strengthen her. Bless her family, her niece, and her church family. God, continue to walk and talk with her. In Jesus' name, bless the host of this line. And God, we thank you for the children. We thank you for the word of God that was given today. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you. Minister McGee, are you available to pray this morning? Okay, she's still on, but she may not be available to pray this morning. So I'm going to ask Minister Miller, could you say a prayer for Mother Fanny. She was supposed to come on, but she didn't feel good. She's in her 80s, and she's really been, you know, going through a lot in her body. If you could pray for her for us, please, I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Mother Fanny. In the name of Jesus, 80 years old. God, we ask you to speak the word to her body, just as you did Jairus' daughter, God. God, you send. We ask you to send the word from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. God, give her her body. Like I often hear Dr. Paul say, she has a body of 30 years old. Revive her body this day, God. That'll be able to give a testimony to Minister Caritha. In Jesus' name, touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Protect her in the name of Jesus. Give her joy, unspeakable joy. In Jesus' name, this day, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, let's close in time on Bible Storyland. We will, according to the Lord's will, be back on next Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Central Standard Time, excuse me, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It will be Senior Citizens Day on Bible Storyland, so we invite you to call back in. And, you know, God loves each of you so much. He doesn't love us as a group. He loves us as individuals. He created each one of us in his image. And so I want to say to you today, have a God-filled day, have a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget, read the word, study the word, and obey the word. I love y'all. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Caritha.
Amen to you
all. Bless each of you. All the saints of God. Amen. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Love you, too.